Blog Talk Radio.
Have a really, really hot show for you. We're giving you some inside tips to how to have a successful business and more. Tonight we have two special guests, one being none other than the hilarious comedian, actor, Brandon T. Jackson. And everybody knows him from Big Mama's House, Like Father, Like Son, Lottery Ticket, Tropic Thunder, and more. We also have another guest, of the popular podcast out of Atlanta, Georgia, known as What's Up Man. So I'm excited to have both of them on the show tonight. And briefly, I'm just going to allow them to introduce themselves. So, Carl Abner, what's up, man?
What's up, what's up, what's up, Miss Davis? How are things going?
I'm doing good. And Brandon, are you on the line?
Hey, what's going on? How y'all doing?
Doing good. What's up?
I'm here sitting with my babies in my hand right now, because I thought it was I just got off a plane, so you know what I'm saying? I thought it was a different time zone, so I'm in different time zones every day, so you know, hold on 1 second, baby. Get him. Sliding down. Sorry, yeah, so I'm getting all the babies and stuff going on. So how's everything going?
Everything's going good. It's understood, you know, we got life, you know, we got to handle certain things, so that's cool. So briefly before we get into the topic, I mean, talking about success and so forth, Brandon, if you would just real briefly, like, kind of tell us about, like, how you got started, like, where you got your start at and how you got to where you are now.
Well, I really can't take any, like, a credit on how I got famous. Everyone goes, and they got this story of how they, you know, someone saw them or something. It was kind of like, you know, for me, it was. I look at it from a spiritual aspect because, I mean, my story is not like anybody else's. I mean, I did 3 minutes at the Laugh Factory and, you know, then did a... I got 27 movies after that, you know what I'm saying? So,
yeah.
You know, that's something that I can't really, you know, take credit for. So, it's not as cut and dry. You know, the agent was there from CAA and different things, and then I auditioned for Roll Bounce and got the part from there, and then from there, I just kept going. I don't really can't take credit for that because that like never happened, you know what I mean? In life, it wasn't. I think it was more destiny. that brought me to that point. So I don't think it was just like, it was talent, but I think it was destiny, you know what I'm saying?
Right, right. Okay, okay. All right, Carl, you're with a popular podcast now called What's Up, Man. Can you tell me a little bit about what you all do and so forth?
oh man, you know, really, it was a blessing for me, you know, to be able to be a part of it, because it was, the idea was given to one of my good friends and business partners, and you know, he kind of just said, you know, he said God gave me a word and you know, told me to just have a men's day, you know, do something with the men and do something positive, so. He said, you know, one of our good friends was that he was picking up for lunch, just so happened to be in the house praying about that exact thing when he was going to pick him up. And when he ended up coming out to get in the car with him, he said, hey, man, you know, I understand, you know, you was in prayer or whatever. He said, yeah. He said, you know, he just got off the phone, and he told him, he said, well, I was praying about this. And he said, man, how about that's what God gave me? He said, so, you know, you can see the works right there. So it just kind of blossomed, and it just, you know, grew. It's just been an awesome, amazing thing because for us, it's just, it's something for men, you know what I'm saying? It's kind of trying to get men back to relationship with Christ. And we focus on the inner man, the spirit of the man, but we want to keep it real. We want it to be 100. So it's real talk, real men, real issues. And you know, that focus, man, you know, we just kind of started taking everything that we know we've experienced and, you know, the word itself and just applying it to every area of life as you're supposed to give understanding, you know, because for the most part, you know, the biggest fight they say we're doing is, you know, we're fighting a spiritual battle, so. For the fellas, you know, we just want to give them a safe place to be able to be transparent. You know, when we get together, we have our meet, they can be transparent, have that release, let go of whatever's bothering them, you know, and we pour back into that brother, you know, or that you know, whoever it is. And we do our best, you know, when we do get together to be able to be a blessing by giving something back because it's always about us just coming together, us working together, you know, people pushing up people loving on people. And, you know, that's something that we kind of haven't really been taught as men is, you know, kind of how to have that release and let go. But, you know, that's pretty much, you know, the gist of it. You know, it's just having a starting the conversation and keeping it from, you know, a solid foundation, you know, of the Word of God.
Awesome. So, again, our topic tonight is just talking about business ethics and marketing. So, of course, a lot of people before pursuing a business, you know, a lot of folks got a 9-to-5, they got a job and so forth like that. Brandon, what would be your advice to someone that's just trying to get started? Like, should they quit their day job or just, you know, like how should they go into that?
It depends on what business you're talking about because, you know, it's funny because I don't think people really understand it's like how I think what's going on now in the world is that I think everything you do should be purpose driven for the kingdom. And, when you understand that, it's like God allows those things to come in to, you know, your talents, you know what I mean? Your talents, God give each person talents and you can use those talents to use them for God. You know what I mean? And that's what, you know, one thing I left out. I told God when I was maybe like I think I was like 8 or 9. I told God, I said, you know, if you make me famous, that's what I said. I forgot what I said. I forgot the exact words, but I said if you allow me to act, I'll proclaim your name in the world. When I get older, when things happen, and I was just kind of a kid saying things, you know. But when it's funny when God makes it happen, and then He comes back to not necessarily collect, because it's not like, you know, but He comes back to go, okay, well, you know, I gave you all this, now what are you gonna do with it? you know, I feel like that in my past career, I didn't truly use my talents to uplift him, but I know he used that. He takes the foolish things of the world to confound the wise. So the thing is, now in my latter years, I'm moving my career towards the talents God has given me so it can be done for him. I think that was the reason why I was successful, is because he knew that I would go into this in time. You know what I'm saying? So anybody that's in business, I believe you should do it a purpose-driven for kingdom business. You know, because this world passes away. This world is really nothing. This world is just a simulation of understanding the Father, and people don't really understand that it's just a simulation we're going through, the human experience, and human experience is to understand how God moves, you know. So when you go through that, it's different than just going getting money. That's the problem. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I want to get money. Yeah, money is pretty much nothing. I mean, just paper. God don't care about your earthly paper. He cares about the principle of sacrifice, because true kingdom currency is love and faith. That's it. Yeah. Love and faith is kingdom currency. So people say, how do I do this? I need money. You really don't need it. I mean, you just need – I mean, people say, well, how do I eat? I mean, it's like if everything was built on love and faith, then a lot of stuff would say, how do I eat love and faith? Well, it's easy. It's like we really don't have to – you know, if someone got to move on the hearts of man to give unto you, you know, whether it's food, whether it's paper, which we call money, whether it's gold, whether it's whatever currency of exchange. True exchange is love and faith, and through that, you know, money became a middleman of that currency, you see? So I look at it from a spiritual perspective over a business perspective, because kingdom business goes over what it goes over, you know what I'm saying, the get money. I think that's a false false sense of looking at things, because I've been there. I've been there. Like, I got to get this money so I can do this. I mean, you see me, Janisha, my girls. I've always thought you had to get money to do this. God was like, no. You need the faith. And then if the money comes, great, but you need the faith first, you know?
Yeah.
So I think faith currency is what people got to get into business with, so...
Yeah, that is so true. Carl, you want to add on to that?
Man, you know, he hit it on the head. I mean, I think one of the biggest hindrances that we have is that, you know, and I said that last night when we were going over, you know, these same things on our show. Faith is a key thing in business, you know, because faith is shown and seen in you. You know, your faith. Is if your faith is strong enough, you will put the action behind it that is required for you to move. And a lot of times, like you said, you know, people are focused on the money. But if you're working in your gift, God will make room for your gift, you know, and those doors will be opened up before you. Because, you know, the simple keys that are very important is surround yourself with positive, godly men and women, and I don't say religious people, but, you know, people who have relationship with Christ. Because at the end of the day, I said this to a friend of mine, I said, if a person does not have a relationship with God, how can they have a solid relationship with you? And a lot of times we give up. You know, I've seen people wait and wait in relationship, you know, they sit and they wait and they're like, hey, I'm waiting for the right person, and they're already spiritually grounded, and then when the person comes, they get out of relationship with Christ and get in relationship with a person that's not in relationship with Christ, and then wonder why they're going back. You know, I say you can't have one relationship with another individual and think it's going to flourish and grow properly if you're out of relationship with Christ, you know. So we have to get back into that relationship with him and let him lead us, you know, because the visions that we have for the goals and the dreams that we have in life, God gave them to us. So the question is, do you, when you say you want to start a business or get into business, do you truly believe you can do it? Are you truly trusting God to bless you and lead you and guide you? And are you allowing him to? And then the question is, do you know your why? Do you, what is your reason for wanting to do this? You know, and a lot of times, because like for myself, my why for wanting to be consistent in any area of life and business is my family. You know, it's God first, family, then business. And that's how, you know, I keep it and I always share it. You know, it's God first, family, then business. So I ask people, do you know your why when you do get into business? Why are you doing it? You know, what is the reason? What is really motivating you and pushing you? You know, and then I tell people, write it down. Make sure you write it down.
Right.
But,
you
know, but one big one I'll say is this. You know, like I said last night, I know me and you laughed about it, which was just KISS. You know, when people do write it down and you come up with your plan, I said, you know, use word KISS. Keep it simple, stupid. You know, don't need no major blueprint. You know, write it down while it's simple and plain for you to understand it and someone else to understand it as well.
Right, right. It's interesting that both of y'all talked about, you know, like, you know, when you get started in the business, you know, a lot of people are expecting to just start off instantly making money. And if they're, that's like their focus sometimes, you know. And if, and you talked about it being, you have to do it because it's your passion. You know what I'm saying? Because the money going to come. Mm-hmm. Your gift is going to make room for you. But a lot of people, they give up and they don't pursue their business because it's like, oh, the money is not here yet. And, you know, I can just speak just as a writer, you know what I'm saying, getting out there and producing articles and interviewing people and so forth, you know, that's not quick money. You know, it's a slow process, you know, to getting your name out there and getting that recognition and eventually having people to request you and to want to pay you for what you're doing and so forth. So, I do it because I love it, you know, it's my passion, and I know eventually it's going to lead me to where I'm trying to be, but a lot of people quit, you know, they give up. It's like, man, I ain't making no money yet, or I've been in business for about a year now, and, you know, it ain't producing nothing, and, you know, they kind of just, you know, kind of fall through the crack with that. But it's so important to do something that you're passionate about, so you'll do it until the money comes. You know, you won't just quit and give up. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah, God knows when you're doing it for the money. He can tell. Because when you do it for the money, it's like we're taught in reverse, man. We're taught in reverse. I listen to rappers. Most of the rappers talk about getting money. I don't really care anymore. I just don't. I started thinking, wait, why am I stressed? Why am I stressed on this hamster wheel, you know, every day about, oh, we got to, who are you trying to keep up with? Like, what is this even? I, like, kind of had an epiphany, like, I really don't need this. Like, I'm an actor, I'm a comedian, and I looked at it, you know, the images, I know how to make images, you know what I mean, on film. And I looked at myself and I looked at things and I'm going, wait a minute. This is programming the people to go, yo, man, you got to get your money. As long as you get your money. That's all. As long as you get your money. You know what I mean? Every rapper says the same thing. I'm like, wait a minute. You start listening to old hip-hop, and before it became what it is now, you know, you start looking at the old stuff. Like, they just talked about community and love and happiness and trying to be united and love. And then from that, hip-hop took off. Hip-hop took off in the purity of what it was. And now it's just like, yeah, man, money over everything, man. You got to get your money. I'm like, you got people in wedding dresses with guns. I'm like, what is this? What are they watching now? Like, it's ridiculous now. It's just not even hip. Yeah. It's not even... I don't know what this is. Like, it's annoying. I'm like, and I don't even want to sound old, because I'm not even that old to be sounding this, you know what I mean? I'm too young to be sounding this old, but it's so ridiculous, the stuff that they got out here now, that you don't even want to turn on the TV. It's just ridiculous. It's like not even like some sense to it. I get it. The gangster rap, you know, people out here killing people, and we trying to, not saying that's right, but you know, cats got problems. We trying to, you know, but now it's just like, machine guns, wedding dresses. I'm like, this is crazy, man. This is ridiculous.
Buffoonery.
So, you know, when I got married, I got a small wedding. You know what I'm saying? I didn't have a Gucci Man wedding, which I thought was a nice wedding, whatever. I didn't have to do all that. That was something beautiful, you know, and that was it. It was something beautiful. Yeah. God was there. Our family was there. Holy Spirit was there. And it was fun. Mm-hmm. That was it. It was easy. You know, everybody's trying to be famous now. I'm done. I'm so over it. Like, I'm over it, dude. I'm so over it. So it's like, you got to be pure. The pure intent has to be there, okay? You know, pure intent. That's the biggest thing. God knows when you're doing something for the money, and I had to figure that out. Like, okay, if I'm doing this business for God, right? Like, I have a clothing line called Kingdom Clothing, right? And God showed me how to do it with the designs and write the book, but He didn't tell me to put it out yet. So then I put it out ahead of Him, I would say, and then God was showing me. I told you to draw it up, not put it out. But at the first, my mind was thinking like, oh, this clothing line is like Versace. It's hot. People are going to love it, which they do. But then I had to run into some internal issues because I felt that God was trying to show me, Brandon, this ain't for the money. Yes, it's going to make some money, but this ain't for the money. I have to go, it's for the blessing of the people. And I had to understand that. So I think the pure intent is everything because God had to shut me down a couple times with things that He's given me because I was looking at, oh, this is a great idea. It's going to make billions of dollars. You're like, you know, $1 trillion. You're like, okay, you know. So once you get out of that, and God goes, no, come back. He does things in stages, like a baby. A baby's born, you got 1 month, you got 2 months, you got 3 months, you got 4 months, you got 5 months. You know, you got the full stages of a child when they're born. You know, they go through stages. And that's how God works with anything He gives you. He gives you this much, and then He'll send something this way, and then He'll give you a little bit more, and He's sending things this way. And, you know, I thought I was opening my first store in America, you know? You know, I'm opening my first store in India. Didn't even know. You know, my first store is in India.
Wow.
You know, I thought I was going to be in the malls in America. No, I'm in malls in India now. Coming in January. So, you know, God showed me that He's global. It's not just one way, you know, where you got to be at the local mall and everybody got to see that it's your clothing line. It's you fresh and everything. No, it's overseas, you know. No one knows about it here yet. They do, but they don't, you know? So I don't care. I'm going to do it the way He wants me to do it.
All right. Okay. All right. Looks like we have, like, a couple of people also on the line. Let me see if anybody wants to. We have someone from like the 585 area code. If you're listening in and you want to share some thoughts or ask some questions, you are live. If you're listening in and you would like to ask any questions, you are live to ask questions at the moment. I guess we got some shy listeners. So, I want to talk real quick about, like, saving. Like, it's so important to save, you know. A lot of people don't get caught up in saving. Like, they start making that big money or whatever that first year in business, and then they just take their money and just start doing the most ridiculous things. I was listening to someone recently, an actor, and I won't say his name, but he was talking about, like, how he made his first, you know, big lump sum, and he went and blew the whole thing, and he was waiting for the next season of his show to get some more money because he was hurting. So, you know, what is your advice on that? Like, how big is it to save and invest that money back into your business that first year? Brandon?
Well, I could take that one if nobody wants to take it.
Okay.
I believe that supposed to tie to your to your yourself and also to you know your temple or to God's people or however you want to you know however you see fit to tithe because it comes back to you and even in the spiritual realm but it doesn't have to be just to a church it could be to you know it might be time it might be something so that's one way of saving and one way of tithing also back to yourself a tenth
mm-hmm.
to yourself after tithing to you save a tenth that you just don't touch. After tithing,
right.
what comes goes to God, whether it's money, time, or you know. But then you tie it back to yourself with this time, also you know, and money, and
mm-hmm.
You know, I feel like you should. That's the biggest thing you should do, and save that and create a storehouse of that and put that. You know, towards whatever you need if you come into any glitches or things or whatever. But also encourage people not just to save money, buy seeds. Buy a lot
mm-hmm.
of seeds. It sounds crazy. Buy seeds. Food and water is going to be a major currency
yeah.
in life.
Yeah.
So if you've got
yeah.
access
mm-hmm.
to water and food, you know, if someone said, are you hungry? Take this dollar, I'm going to say, well, I'd rather take the food. If you were in the streets, someone say, I got money, you're like, well, do you take money or food? Which one would you take? You know, if you realize in the Bible, they used to tie food to one another, of their increase
mm-hmm.
in their food. So when you
mm-hmm.
look at money, money's a middleman to food. So he said, well, we need money to eat. Well, you just need a plant, you need a seed and put it in the ground and grow it to really eat. I mean, that's how the earth works, but... You know, we think of it as, you know, we got to get money to get food. So it's like you got to save that too. Any seeds you have, buy seeds. You know, buy seeds. I would say that too, even in the natural realm. Seed to yourself in the spiritual and buy natural seeds and stock up on them. That's what I would do.
Yeah.
Because food won't be currency for you. Let me
hey,
stop.
Hey,
I'm not going to tell
y'all.
But, man,
I like where you are. I like what you're talking about, Brandon. And I understand, you know. I tell people all the time, I said, the one thing that people I don't really think take when it comes to them actually reading the word, I said, the number one thing the Bible teaches us is preparation. You know, you're supposed to prepare. And a lot of times it's not broken down or explained. So this is usually what I say. I say, well, you know, the Bible tells you what is to come. And I say, if you look at a lot of people who are wealthy, they are preparing for something bad. You know, I say, whether they're buying bunkers or they're preppers, you know, I follow all that stuff because I'm like, why is it that only wealthy people are prepared even during storms like Katrina and what just hit Texas recently and even Florida? I said, if you're prepared like you do when you go get car insurance, then you're better off. And me staying in Atlanta where I am, my subdivision, which is crazy, you know, we get a hard rain, my power is out. So preparation for me was like, okay, go get a generator so you don't have to worry about that, you know, attached to the house. But think of clean energy and solar and things of that nature. You know, I always say, you know, you live for the day, but you plan for long term, you know, because you never know what's going to happen. So, you know, when people are talking about money, their mindset is what has to change first. And if we don't change our mindset, we will just keep running like a dog chasing his tail. You know, we're going to keep repeating the same cycle. So for what we're doing, you know, we teach people how to build wealth. It's like, okay, I don't want to teach you how to get rich. I want to teach you how to build wealth. But I want to do it from a ministry standpoint, you know. And I want people to be prepared mentally because I said even if you go and you try to start a business, you need to know the rules of money. You need to know how money works so that when you make it, you know what to do with it. you know how to save, you know how to invest, and you can change generational, you know, the way your family is living. Because you changed their mindset, you taught them about money, you taught them how it works, you taught them the rules, you gave them a financial education. But you do it
from a ministry perspective. You keep God in it and you break it down and give reference and understanding even from the Bible. I know ours was Job. You know, we said, you know, Job was a wealthy man, you know, in the Bible. And he had multiple streams of income. You know, he had buffalo, you know, and a buffalo would be a tractor today because he used the buffalo to till the soil of the land, you know, and he could rent the buffalo out to his neighbors to till their land. You know, a donkey would have been a short-distance U-Haul today because a donkey was used to carry packages and things short distances, you know. I said, so even then, he had sheep. You know, and wool, he'd shear his sheep for wool that he could sell for clothing. So he had multiple streams of income. So, you know, when people are chasing money, a lot of times they're not focused on what they already have to even start a business or build a business. And they're not letting God lead them. They're not seeking wisdom. You know, I tell people all the time, I said, if you're just chasing, I said, and parents and people, we push this all the time. We say, go to college, get a degree, get a great job, work
right.
Somebody, make them rich. And I said, there's nothing wrong with education. But I said, most of the wealthiest people in the world, and I say wealthy, they are not the most college-educated people. They just have the drive, the desires, the passion. And
they own the college.
Exactly. They own the university you go to.
So, you go work in this college so you can go work for me, kid. You know.
Exactly. Right. Crazy. You know. You gotta get their mind again. You gotta get your mind right, get your heart right. You know, you gotta make sure you have a solid foundation to stand on. I said if we told people to read the Bible, they could solve all of their problems. Marriage, money, sex, all of these things are in there. And like you, I mean, I love hip-hop, man. I grew up, you know, on real hip-hop music where it had meaning, point, topic, told stories and had issues. And when you see a guy in a dress today, you know, people don't want to call it what it is. I said, it's like this. I'm going to call a snake when I see it. Because if I say that snake is a rabbit and you buy that, you get bit, you dead. You know, but a lot of today, society just wants to sugarcoat everything and make it look good even when it's not. They don't want to keep truth. They don't want to tell you the truth. What's fact.
Right.
And on that note, plug it on what he's saying too, that's going to stop in 2018. People are going to go, 2018 going to be a woo.
Yes, sir.
That's going to be a year where people are going to really know that they're not in control. They're going to really understand that, oh, my gosh, we are not in control of any of this because it's like when you're talking about, like, how people just go on with it, call a snake a snake, and then you realize, okay, you call a snake, and then they want to call it a giraffe. They want to call it an elephant. Everybody's living in this denial, like, no, it can't be. You know, it's just denial out here, you know, or they're just blinded or something. But I tell you one thing, 2018, all that hype, because God already did it with the celebrity deaths, right? And all these deaths happened in 16. Then 17, you know, it was just all this exposing everything. We just seen everything come out. I mean, everybody, I mean, you know. Natural disaster, you got, I mean, hurricanes, Harvey Weinstein.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just, you know, it's just crazy, you know, just another person come out and say, if one more girl come out and say Harvey Weinstein was on, I can't even, it's just too much. And then all the stuff that's coming out with the, I mean, it's just a year of exposing, and people still going, something's crazy. But that 18, though. Ooh, that 2018 gonna be a doozy.
Wow.
If you're not awakened and woke and know what's going on, 2018 gonna be the worst year for people if they not woke. Because it's gonna hit. Be the highest level of you'll know that God is real in 2018. I promise you that. And I was just praying earlier and seeing it. I'm like, yo, these people really. You know, and I started seeing what Christ says, as in the days of Noah, so shall it
that's
be.
That's it. Yes. Mm-hmm. And, you know, that's it's crazy, man. It's awesome. I mean, it's nothing but God for you to say that because most people don't even know that. They don't have that mindset to even know that. That's what would say it. You know, that is going to be as in the days of Noah. And
Noah,
I was
really partying.
I was so, man, I was so hurt because I was like, people have a misconception that they're going to float up in the sky, you know, like from the Left Behind. I'm like, dude, Left Behind is American religion. That's what it is. Mm. It's telling you the wrong thing. You're not going to get
it. Yeah, that's not even in the Bible. That Left Behind stuff's not even in the Bible.
Yeah. I was saying, I said, do you even know what it means, the real issue of Left Behind in the Bible? When it said, two men were standing on the hill, one was taken, one was left behind. People don't know what taken means. They don't know. He was killed. That's what happened. I said, but people don't even teach this. I said, that's why the Bible says, it tells you to study to show thyself approved. You got to read for you, because it tells you many people are going to be blind. It's going to be so many people, like you said, 2018, it's going to be a lot of people walking around, and they're not going to see what's right in front of them. Like the saying, you can't see the forest for the trees. They can't see it.
Wow.
He's going to rip it to shreds. He's going to rip it to shreds at this point. Because there's a shaking coming, and that's going to be like, okay. And then, you know, there's a revival coming on the land, though. I'll tell you that.
Yep. You know, just like they had, you had 7 years of growth, and then you had 7 years of famine. You know,
that's exactly what's happened. By 2024, though, you know, this is gonna be a great time for the kingdom. But this should be your 7 years of growth if you're in the right standing.
Yeah.
If you're in the right standing,
yeah.
You got to get what you're gonna get. And the fact that he said that, I know he's on the same Wi-Fi I'm on. That's exactly what happened. That's that 7 years. It's funny that he said that. That's exactly what's happening. I don't want to hear none. I don't want nobody coming to me, oh my gosh, how this happened? Like, you better get on the right Wi-Fi, because this thing going on right now, and it's intensifying. So
I don't think people are really ready, and it's crazy because I'm like, the Bible told us one day, you know, men will look like women will look like men, and you won't be able to tell the difference. And I was like, we watched all of these things that the Bible said would happen, and it was crazy because I was like, 2016, NASA started studying the Bible. And I was telling people, I'm like, look, if scientists that are searching for the stars start reading the Bible, you should really pay attention to what's going on in America, period. I said just globally.
Because you can't explain prophecy in science. You can't explain prophecy. That's why they're trying to figure it out, because God's prophecy goes past, you know, Wi-Fi has been on the earth. They're just now discovering Wi-Fi. God's signals been on the earth. The fact that we're talking about a book that was written thousands of years ago, and people say, well, man wrote it. Through the Wi-Fi of the Spirit. How can me and him hearing the same thing, saying the same exact thing? I've never met him a day in my life. You know, and we talking about the
y'all
same exact
court.
Thing, 7 years of plenty. Yeah, it's my wife. I told my wife, I said, babe, 7 years of plenty, 7 years of famine. She'll tell you right here.
Yep.
And that's exactly what he said. Matter of fact, Tanisha, I think I told you that too.
Yeah, we had that discussion.
That's what I'm saying. So the Father is moving on every people on that same Wi-Fi. So he's on that same Wi-Fi. That's how I know, you know, he's speaking from the Spirit. So the scientists can't figure out the Spirit because they don't understand it.
Really, really amazing topic. I mean, like, that's deep right there. Real quick, I want to open up the lines. We do have a caller from Florida. We have Ike Morgan, and I believe he has a question for Brandon. Ike Morgan, you are live.
Hey, what's up, crew? This is Ike.
Hey.
I just wanted your opinion on the current Trump administration with all his antics and inappropriate behavior. Do you feel like Americans are pretty much in trouble?
Well, let's you asking me? See, man, look, there's some things I would love to say on the radio, and there's some things I like to say in private. none of this means anything, bro. Listen, God, there was Pharaoh, there was Nebuchadnezzar, there was all these kings that got raised up in times where trouble's coming. Like, these are the same. There's nothing new under the sun. So I don't think you should worry about Trump. I think you need to look at the people who's paying Trump. I think you need to understand that the people, the puppeteers, not the puppets. And you need to understand we're not wrestling against flesh and blood. This ain't flesh and blood, man.
Nope.
These are principalities and powers and wickedness in high places. This has nothing to do with Trump. And Trump is just a pawn in the game. You know, people always want to look at the media. Oh, my God. Trump done cut my lights off. Like, man, you didn't pay the bill, okay? Trump didn't. You know, everybody blaming everything on Trump, man. Trump, man. Like, okay, it's like, bro, listen, it's bigger than Trump. Trump don't even. It's bigger than him. Like, Trump don't control nothing. You know what I'm saying? As much as people think, oh, the president, you know, it's like the major thing is what's happening. The major thing is what's happening right now. You can't worry. God Christ even told us, don't go over there and worry about all that stuff going on. Stick to what I'm saying. Stick to what was going on over here so you can stay on the same Wi-Fi, because all that other stuff is just you know, I don't get discouraged on that stuff. For comedy, it's great. For comedy, it's great, you know. But, you know, you got to watch who's one. Watch. Who it's like currency. You gotta always follow the money. You know, the people that do things, and the entities, and the you know, this has been going on before Trump. You know, it's not Trump is just the another piece of the puzzle to get everyone rattled up in a way where they're unsure. You know, to cause chaos. You know. You got chaos, you have order, you know. For people to be rattled, you know, God is using him to rattle and using the media to rattle the nations and cause unsurety in everything and dividing the country. Meanwhile, he's releasing the children of Israel. He's releasing his people. There's a lot going on spiritually right now that you guys just, I mean, I don't even want to get into all that, because I don't want people to be so like, okay, Brandon, who are you for real? But I want y'all to understand that it's not, it's deeper than Trump. Uncertainty.
Yeah.
So uncertainty is what God, my wife just corrected me. I said unsurety. I said my wife always corrected me on grammar. So I said, baby, Moses stuttered, okay? I'm not perfect, you know, but this is what's going on, man. This stuff is what it is, man. You can't be scared if you're on the right Wi-Fi. You gotta access the time to cleave to God. It's time to cleave to Him. You gotta cleave to Him so you can understand, you know, what's going on. But yeah, it's not Trump. It's not Trump, man. Trump is not. Trump is fun to go Trump. You know, it's good. Man, Trump done. You know, Trump done messed up my first class ticket. Like, you know, everything we already got. Trump did something. You know, put me in the exit row. Trump done put my. So, you know, I don't know, man. It ain't Trump. You know, you got to look at the bigger picture. But you know, all praises to the Father for that. You know.
Yeah. Mike Morgan, did you have any other questions?
Well, no, I appreciate that. I appreciate y'all, and I'm definitely tuned in. So,
all right. Thank you so much for calling in and starting 100. Appreciate you. All right. Let's get on another question of mine. And this is a question that I have personally, because I think everybody that's in business, you kind of deal with this at some point or another. How do you handle dealing with family and friends who want stuff for free? You know, you get your business started and everybody wants something for free. What would be your advice on dealing with people like that? And that can go for Brandon or Carl, either one that wants to start it off.
you want to take that one?
Look, this is what I do. You know what I'm saying?
I love family. I do. You know what I'm saying? But I always believe when it comes to business and family, I believe respect is something you have to have for each other. And a family member who supports you in business, believes in what you're doing in business, they won't come to you and say, hey, can I get a deal? You know, they ain't coming with a handout. Now, if somebody in my family is doing something in business and I can be a blessing to them, I can help them, then that's what I do. You know what I'm saying? I reach out because,
right.
You know, even with my younger sister, when she was like, hey, I'm looking to start my business, I was like, hey, great, you know, let me see if I can, you know, help you with some of your marketing, your promotion, you know, your logo, business cards, things like that, you know, put some things together. Because I want to see her succeed. I want her to be successful. And my thing is, if family isn't behind you, like if they're not, like if they're waiting for you to be successful before jumping on board, you know, I keep them at a distance because a person may not have anything to give you. When it comes to family, they may not have anything to give you, but if they believe in you, they'll support you
right.
at least. They'll say, hey, keep doing what you're
right.
doing. I know somebody may be able to help you here, help you there. And that's what I surround myself with, you know, and I let my family know 100 how I feel. It's like, look, I love you, but if it's not positive, I ain't trying to deal with that. Don't call me to talk to me about new Jordans that came out. I don't care about no new Jordans came out. I ain't trying to put no more money in the Jordan pocket. I'm trying to be a blessing, you know, to my family, to my friends, and the people who are trying to go forward, you know. So, you know, because, I mean, with business, the number one thing I know even my partner was saying the other night on the radio show was his biggest challenge is dealing with Christians. And I was like, man, it's crazy. He was like, yeah, they don't want first ones to call and say, hey, can I get a deal? Can I get a discount? But what I do is I set my prices and I give my prices, and that's what it is. And if I can work it out with you where we do a payment plan, payment arrangement, but other than that, hey, it's business. Business is business. Personal is personal. And you have to do it. I mean, I'm a considerate person, and I want to be able to be a blessing, but at the same time, I'm not an ATM, you know, and I'm not sitting here for you to just stick your hand in my pocket. If you want something, you need to put effort behind it, put action behind it, and have faith that you can do what I'm doing just the same because I'm willing to sit there and put the time in with you if that's what you want to do.
Right, right. Man, Brandon, did you want to touch on that? Because I know, I mean, you do a lot, comedy, movies, and everything. Have you had any experiences with family or friends looking for a discount or something free?
Everybody getting in free. With my shows, every week we get in free. You know, I get what he's saying because, you know, teaching me how to fish. I mean, I totally agree with that. I just, you know, but at the same time, it's like they want a shirt. You know what I mean? You know, for me, clothing line, they want a shirt. I tend to just give them one, man. I don't care about. Like, I really don't care. I don't think you really. I really don't care. Like, if you notice in the lottery ticket, I took like the chain off. You know, on that rooftop, and I was like, you know what I'm saying? Like those are all symbolism. Like, I don't care about any of it. Like, I used to, and now I'm just like, you know, the more you don't care, the more God blesses you with it. And if you give somebody and be a blessing to somebody else, you know, because I really don't care. And I know it sounds ridiculous, but you know what's going on. I think humans are going to realize that as humanity that, you know, if you give your shirt off somebody's back, you know, for free, that's going to be – like when that stuff happened in Puerto Rico and Houston, a lot of people was just doing – it didn't cost them money. I mean, it didn't – or they didn't – they wasn't asking for money to help these people. It was love that came out and helped these people, you know, and all the people that was out there in Puerto Rico. That was love.
Yeah.
That was true currency right there. That's what I'm saying, that love currency, you know. And a lot of people say, well, Brandon's a business side to it too. I understand that, but it's like I think the more you – understand the love currency, the other stuff come. You know, the faith and the love currency. We told Peter, he said, go on that fish real quick, man. Go. He told him to go do his job. You know, if you notice that, tax money. And he told him to go do the job that he was already doing. And he made a miracle out of his job and his skill that he's already doing, honest paying job. So, you know, it's like there's nothing wrong with, you know, but it was the faith that allowed Peter to get the coin, because he's like, man, look, I, you know,
remember, God always, Christ always, when he was here, he always was like, look, go do this. And when you go do it, it happens. The action of it was what makes it happen. So,
exactly. Right.
You know what I'm saying? So for me, I feel like me giving away shirts is like I gave a lot of shirts away, a lot of things away, just like because you know it's the message behind the shirts that's bigger than you know the $65 shirts that I have.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And then in that, mm-hmm. God showed me a way to even you know I give them a 40, so I'm like, here man, give me 30, give me 20. I don't even care. I don't even keep tracking. Like I don't know if it's a good thing or a bad thing, but I think in the long run it might be a good thing that I really don't care like about stuff like that. I don't know how to explain. I got this epiphany like a couple of weeks ago. I'm like, I really don't care. What am I stressed? What am I stressed about? Like what is my you know? I bought a coach ticket, which I usually buy now. I don't care. Like, I don't need to be in first class. But every time I buy coach tickets, like, they bump me up to first class. Like, on favor. Because I don't care.
Yeah.
I'll ride a coach. Sometimes that don't happen. I'm still riding a coach. I don't care. We're getting to the same place. It doesn't matter. I don't, you know what I'm saying? It's like, we get that mindset. God truly blesses you even more, but then you got to give that money away. And he bless you with more.
Yeah.
You guys, more you give away.
That exactly.
You keep be like, you know what I'm saying? It's like,
because God has to bless you in order to be able to be a blessing. And that's what people aren't attention to. It's like, you know, when people sit up and say, oh, I did it. No, God allowed you to be able to do what you were able to do. And, you know, I heard, I think it was Carl Thomas say one time, because I didn't know he was out living in Houston. And he said, you know, he was calm during that time because he had so many people in his home. He said, but, you know, God had to allow that to happen in order to get people to pay attention to what is important. You know, you got people who put dogs over people, and it's like, what is going on? You know, they're trying to devalue a person, you know, a living person for a dog. Now, I don't believe in animal cruelty, but I'm like, when you start putting things and items and animals over people, you're out of place, you're out of order. And right now, you know, a lot of people don't understand, like the guy asked the question about Trump. It's not about Trump. Trump is really just a distraction, because anytime you got a president in office, they're really just a face. You know, Trump is just a reality TV star that's a president. And he can give more distraction or bring more attention to something, whether it be positive or negative, until you're not focused on what's really going on, what's really being implemented, what people are really doing. You're completely distracted, you know, by buffoonery on social media and in the media. So we're either going to, like Brandon always say, wake up and, you know, become conscious of what is actually happening and unify. Because, you know, the more we are separated, you know, we have a president like Trump who was elected because he's a representation of America, of where America is, you know. And it's crazy because most people would be in disbelief to say he's a representation, but yeah, he's a representation of where people are mentally, spiritually, and emotionally. That's how he got elected, you know. And if you look at society or anything on social media, it was always people fighting, kids jumping kids killing kids over dumb stuff. I mean, ridiculousness, and it's getting a million hits, a million views, and that's what people are following. That's what they're putting into their mind and into their spirit, and they're not guarding themselves. And we're thinking that these things don't affect us, but they do. You know, I said it tells you, you know, to guard yourself and guard your children. So you got to be mindful of what they're watching, they're hearing, even what they're eating. You know, that's very important. You know, your body is a temple. You got to be mindful of what you put into your mouth as well as what you speak. You know, and I always say the tongue is more powerful than the sword, because if you say you can't do something, you spoke that, you even received it, and you end up believing it, and you won't accomplish your goals. So you have to be mindful of what you say, and when talking to others, and what you let people even speak into your life. So success is really something that you speak into existence, and you put faith to action, you know, to make it happen. And when you step out in faith and put action behind it, and you speak it and believe it, you receive it, and God make, you know, he's going to open doors before you never thought could be open, because the vision that he gives you should be so big. And if you really are seeking Christ and understanding, you can see the grace, you can see the favor. You got to put work in, and a lot of times people today, being a microwave society, they don't want to put in the work to achieve anything. And then when they do, they want to be mediocre and half do it. You know, I'm not chasing fame because I don't care for fame. You know, I just want to build generational wealth and be able to be a blessing to others in a spiritual as well as financial aspect of life. But I have to be in position to do that, meaning I have to get myself in place, because God does things in order. You know, and we think we're not going to slip, fall, and trip, but the calm is in the midst of the storm. Your lessons are in that storm. Your blessings come from going through that storm. You know, your testimony is going to be a blessing to somebody else, because what you go through isn't always for you, but for someone who will cross paths with you in life. So,
yeah.
You know, I'm sorry, Dad. I'm sorry.
A lot of information being shared. Want to talk about marketing and advertising and promoting and all that that comes with business. A lot of people, you know, fall slack in that area as well when it comes to business. So how important is that, you know, because, like I said, people want to invest in it. You know, sometimes people, because of the money or how much it costs to do it, a lot of times people miss out on investing in it to make their business grow. So, Brandon, would you like to share some information on that?
Well, I feel like if you're looking for numbers, you know, pray God give you that marketing team. I think it's more just algorithms and coding. You need coders. You need coders. You need people that know how to push numbers. You know, it's like so much traffic going on around. You got to have somebody that can push the stuff in front of people's faces. And whether it's internet influencers, whether it's yourself, whether it's, you know, a team, our network is Impact Network, is, and we're in 85 million homes. Now, we got 85 million reach. We're in 85 million homes of reach, but we don't, knowing how many people exactly are watching, you know, it's like you have to, you know, market all the time. Even though you're in 85 million homes, people got to know about the network. You got to push. So it's like, you know, it's aggregating. I hate to say it, and I hate to sound like this because it sounds so corporate, but aggregating numbers, like pushing numbers together. That's why most of these, you know, celebs or whatever, or, you know, but then again, you know, that could be, it's weird because that could be something too, because, you know, I don't know. It can go either way, because so I've seen things happen where people don't have no numbers and they got such, you know, high volumes of people. So, I mean, it can go either way, but I suggest you have to kind of align yourself with the right number structure. You know, number structure, and people who know algorithms and coding as it pertains to pushing out, you know, your product to the people. You know, it's all algorithms. That's all it is when you promote or you do stuff on Facebook or whatever. That's all algorithms, you know, how they do it. This person like this one. It's pretty the machine, I mean, it's pretty they programmed it with mathematics. So, you know, it's called gematria. That's a whole other story, but they programmed it in a numeric system, which is, you know, you got to really understand, but the numeric system to me is kind of like I see it, but then again, it's like I'm as a believer, to me, I'm kind of skeptical of it, because, you know, Christ was an anomaly, so 1 + 1 equals whatever he wanted to equal, and that's where it's kind of weird to me when it comes to marketing. I think, you know, when when it's supposed to be an influx for you, if you as a believer, then it's supposed to be. When it's not, then you should be content with what God has for you, and push as much as you can. So, you know, I'm very iffy on, you know, we gotta, you know, make sure, you know, because I used to do that, and that stuff can backfire on you too. I think people will find you, you know, too, you know. So
yeah,
I'm kind of partial to the full marketing push of this and that. There is ways to do that, you know, making yourself appealing and pushing, you know, numbers out and pushing your product out with the right, you know, team of people who can push those numbers out. It's all algorithms. I mean, it's deep. But I think that's how you got to kind of go at it when you look at, you know, what are people doing? These internet people are just moving numbers. They're moving eyeballs. That's all it's about today. You know, it's moving eyeballs and numbers. The way you go about doing that, I just don't feel like you got to sell your soul to do that. So,
right.
Yeah. Your product.
Right.
Yeah.
It's a lot of that going on.
Yeah, so, you know, I'm very weird about marketing because I think it can go with or without, you know, the push of, you know what I mean? I believe if
right.
you build it off, they'll come. So, yeah.
Okay. Carl, did you want to jump on that topic?
Oh, man, you know, he really hit it on the head, you know. I mean, it's always kind of, you know, just keeping it simple, and you got to go through the numbers, you know. You got to go through the numbers. A lot of times we may not want to, but you got to do your homework and learn those things. I mean, because with social media, man, it changes so fast on the best way
yeah.
to market. So until, you know, it's finding somebody, like you said, who can get those algorithms and find that target market to keep you in sync, in tune with your fans and people who follow you or do what you do and even reach the market that may not know you. So, hey, I'm in full agreement on that.
Man, y'all shared, like, so much information. Is there anything else that you all would like to add on this topic for those who are seeking to get started in business? Anything that you would just want to contribute to them or advise them on?
I mean, I just say, like, three simple things, you know, which is, I say, trust God and give 100% to whatever you're doing.
Yeah,
you know,
that's important.
You know, reinvest in your business as you do start making a profit. But really decide on what you want from your business. Do you just want to build a business, or do you want to build generational wealth? You know, and I push building generational wealth to where you set up a business where it doesn't need you. All like you don't have to just be there to run it. You know, so that you can do other things and focus on other things and spend more time with your family and your kids. You know, like I was listening when Brandon first got on, he was like, "Yeah, you know, I got the new baby," and I was sitting up here laughing because I just took my new baby to my wife. So I don't believe that. You know, that time is precious. It's invaluable. You know.
Oh yeah.
And you know, I'll always say, because I said this once before when I spoke at a ministry, which was people and business, you know, you have to keep God in everything you do. And
right.
it will save you a lot of time and headache when making decisions and making mistakes. Because if you do surround yourself with positive, like-minded business people, who, you know, trust God, and they'll pour into you and they'll push you for success and greatness. And I tell people, strive for greatness. Don't strive to be average. Don't strive to just fit in. Strive for greatness. You know, be that LeBron, you know what I'm saying, when you hit the court, or that Michael Jordan when you step out. You know, be not that person, but have that drive to be great at what you're doing and in what you're doing. But let God be seen in you. Because a lot of times people block their blessings because they want to be seen instead of letting God be seen in them. Because they're focused
right.
on their identity. And I asked people, I said, what is your identity? Is God your identity? Will I see Christ in you when I see you? Or do I just see you because you're putting Christ behind you?
Mm.
When you're dressing yourself up for all of these other people and you're leaving Christ out, then people don't see Christ in you. See, when people can see Christ in you, Christ will work, will use you to change them. He will work through you to bless them, heal them, cure them, you know, because you can do all things in Christ, not some things. And people limit themselves. I say, you got to stop limiting yourself because spiritual growth will open doors that you never thought possible could be open. You know, so.
That's so true.
To say, you know, let God, let Christ be seen in you. And stop focusing on you being your own identity. Don't put God behind you. Because if he's behind you, you can't see him for yourself to even receive your blessings, and you putting your own blessings on hold.
Right. And I like that you just keep saying that because that's true. Like, a lot of people, they just try to get out there and do things on their own, and they keep God out of the equation. I always say, like, it's like they make God out to be a spare tire, you know, like, use you when trouble arises and so forth like that.
Yeah.
But you really need to keep God in the forefront, you know, when you're trying to do your business and let him guide you and lead you because, you know, of course, we know the Bible says seek ye first the kingdom. You know, and all these things, these other things, whatever it is that you need will be added unto you if you keep him first. And we forget that, you know, we get caught up in trying to do it ourselves, and then the success, your business and so forth, it tends to be short-lived, you know. You wonder why it fell through or it didn't work, it didn't last, because you didn't have God in the picture, you know. And earlier, you know, there's a lot of people selling out, like in the industry, doing whatever it takes to get that overnight fame. You know, with their business, with their careers and so forth. They're selling their souls, you know, just to get ahead. Whatever it takes to get that quick money. I want to be successful overnight. And I always encourage people. I do inspiration throughout the week on Facebook. And I'm always telling people it's not going to happen overnight. Like, we think, oh, it's instant success, you know, because we're looking at people around us. And if you look at Instagram, I'm telling you so many people that are on Instagram that just, you know, they're blowing up. They're at the BET Awards. They're all over the place. And you're like, man, you know, what do I need to do so I can get that, you know? But you don't want to go that route. You know what I'm saying? You want to let God lead you. You know, you want to stay spiritual minded with your business and so forth. So all of that's really, really important. Brandon, did you want to add on to that?
Side note, prophecy just came true while we were on the phone. George Bush just got George W. Senior just got in trouble for sexual harassment. Look at this, man. This stuff getting
crazy.
Wow.
Yeah, I just saw it on TMZ. Sorry, I'm listening, but I just scrolled down my timeline while y'all was talking. I'm like, this is, you know, it got exposing everybody. This is, you know, it's the wickedness, man. We, you know, we're over it. So it's just, you know, they're gonna try to cover it up with, guys, you gotta stop, we gotta have peace, and we have to, like, man, that fake woke. Yeah, I'm so sick of fake woke, man.
Yeah,
it's a fake woke. It's a real woke and a fake woke. You know,
man.
So nothing to add. Everything he said, you know, beautiful. No, seek ye first the kingdom of God, no, his righteousness first, and everything else be added to you. I tell you one thing.
Right.
In the kingdom, the flower is king, so you want to get there. In the kingdom, there's no money. In the kingdom, we walk on gold. So, you know, we don't look at things that way. In the kingdom, it's a whole new level. So when you seek what's to come in the future and you get to that next stage, you know, everything else is going to be added to you. So you'll be all right.
Amen.
Yeah. Man, I thank both of you for being on the show tonight, just sharing all of the information and covering even some trending topics that's going on right now. So I hope listeners were able to gain a better insight as far as, like,
how to pursue a business, be successful at it, and I hope we covered some topics to help you out. Brandon, can you tell everyone real quick how to keep up with you on social media?
Just follow me at Brandon Jackson on Instagram. I'm on Facebook and Instagram, so just, you know, look me up. I'm there. Also, everybody might hear, check out the Impact Network. We're in 85 million homes. We're on DirecTV Spectrum. We're on every carrier. Check it out, and check us out, man. We out here.
All right, thanks, Brandon. Carl, can you let everyone know how to keep up with you as well?
Oh yeah, you know, definitely same. They can follow me on Facebook and Twitter and Instagram at What's Up Man, one word, or they can hit me on Facebook and Instagram at GT Graphic Trend.
All righty, you all have heard it tonight. You got a lot of free information to help you out. You didn't have to buy no tickets to hear it. So be sure to tune in with me every Wednesday here on Stardom 100 Block Radio and follow the show so you can keep up with me and who's popping up on the show next. And before I let you all go, I just want to let you know to grab a copy of my new book on Amazon titled You Are Worth the Wait. Really, really dope book. For singles, whether you're male or female. And it's recently been featured in Sheen Magazine, which is really, really hot. So be sure to get a copy of that on Amazon. Again, thank you, Brandon, for taking the time out of your schedule to be on the show. Thank you, Carl Abner. I really appreciate you as well. And we're out. Thank you all for tuning in.
Thank
you.
God bless.
God bless.